talking today with Dr. Angela Chu, who is a staff specialist at the Prince of Wales Hospital in Sydney. Welcome. Thank you for your time.
Thanks.
You've co-written a summary of new guidelines for paracetamol poisoning. Can you tell us a bit about why it's taken so long for that update to come? It's obviously been a very popular set of guidelines, judging by the hits we get on our website.
Yeah, I agree. It has taken a while for the update to come, but as you can see from the new guidelines, it was necessary because there have been, you know, changes in the management of paracetamol overdose. I think the important to remember that the management is generally quite straightforward, and the management of the average patient who takes, you know, 15 to 20 grams of paracetamol hasn't changed. But what's important in the guidelines, which has changed now, in particular, you know, the indications for activated charcoal have changed, the management of modified release overdose. And we've also now dealt with those patients who take large or massive overdoses, which we think we're seeing more of. And in particular, the last guidelines didn't deal with, but the Poisons Information Centres receive a lot of calls about children who accidentally ingest liquid paracetamol and those patients who develop hepatotoxicity. And I think the fact that they weren't in the last guidelines, they're important to put in this guideline.
You said you're seeing more of certain kinds of paracetamol poisoning. Is that because there are more paracetamol products available?
Yeah, I think that's part of the reason. So modified release paracetamol is a relatively new product and now it's becoming more commonly used. So we're more commonly seeing that. But I think also that in the supermarket, there's pack size restriction. But in the chemist, you can buy quite big boxes of paracetamol, up to 100 tablets for very low prices. And so then you can see people with quite large overdoses. So it's important to deal with that aspect in the new guidelines.
Are people using paracetamol for deliberate overdoses?
Yeah, and that's what this guideline mainly deals with, deliberate and accidental. So it's what we call super therapeutic overdoses, where they accidentally take more than the recommended daily dose.
So talk to me a little bit about what the recommendations are for, say, children under six taking liquid paracetamol.
It's actually quite a common call to the Poisons Information Centre where the child generally under 6 years of age will get into the bottle of paracetamol and drink from the bottle. Mm. So there were actually no recommendations in the previous guidelines, and recommendations from different sources were actually slightly different, so we're just trying to standardise the recommendation. So this guideline now recommends for children under the age of six, accidental liquid paracetamol ingestion. We recommend you can do a level at 2 hours, and if that 2 to 4 hour level is under 150 milligrams per litre or 1,000 micromoles per litre, then the child can be sent home. But and we also recommend that a paracetamol concentration only needs to be performed if you think the child's taken more than 200 milligrams per kilo.
In terms of modified release doses, clearly people are taking things like Panadol Osteo for arthritis and are then mixing it with other doses of Panadol for headaches or whatever. Do you think there needs to be some clarity about the use of these modified release doses?
Yeah, so I think it's important that patients recognise, you know, what products contain paracetamol, because as you said, people may not realise that paracetamol osteo is the same as an immediate release product, or even some cold and flu products contain paracetamol in it. So it's always important that, you know, adult patients take no more than 4 grams per day. But we're also seeing the modified release products in overdose as well, and their management is slightly different from the immediate release products.
Right, and what is that difference?
So the difference is if the patient presents and they've taken a toxic dose of the modified release product, so that's 10 grams or 200 milligrams per kilo, whichever is less, starts acetylcysteine, and then you need 2 paracetamol concentrations taken at least 4 hours after ingestion. You need those concentrations to be 4 hours apart. And we now recommend, which wasn't stated in the last guideline, that both those concentrations need to be below the nomogram and falling.
Okay.
You want the second concentration to be less than the first.
Do you think that you're going to need another set of guidelines anytime soon after this, or will this last for a while, do you think?
I think the so paracetamol's, you know, one of the most, or is the most common single ingestion overdose to cause in Australia to the Poisons Information Centre. And I think that the management will change over time. I think the main area of change and where research is going into is large and massive overdoses. From the guidelines, we go into this, but we're still unsure which patients may need actually an alteration to the acetylcysteine regimen, who actually needs more acetylcysteine. So further research is going into that. And so that recommendation may change in the future.
Okay.
But I think the important thing is the majority of patients, as I said, take around 15 to 20 grams. And those who need treatment tend to just be around the nomogram line. So they're the straightforward cases and their management hasn't changed.
Okay.
I think what will change in the future is what's changed in the guidelines is the rarer cases, so the modified release, the very large overdoses.
If the last set of guidelines are any indication, this is going to be a very welcome update. So thank you for taking the time to talk to me about them today.
That's okay.
Thanks, Angela.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.